Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. I'm Lori Leiker, a business coach in Austin, Texas, and we're talking today with Janice Underwood. Janice is a business coach as well and also a life coach. And one of the things she specializes in is lean startups. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Thank you very much for joining me, Janice.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
Tell me a little bit about your company.
So SoulBiz Startup, to me, it has been in the making for a very, very long time. I'm very excited to be not only training holistic business owners and entrepreneurs, but also building a community around some business practices that I think are mainly available to people who are in tech or other types of startups. And so what I love about what we're doing right now, what this company is doing for holistic business, is it's merging two worlds that wouldn't necessarily come together. So that would be the lean startup world with holistic business.
And when you mention holistic business, what does that mean?
Yeah, so holistic business to me is definitely a business that is an extension of the entrepreneur or the small business owner. You know, many of the people that I've interviewed over the years have come into holistic business not because they necessarily thought they were going to do it, you know, when they were young, but it was through their own experience, their own healing that brought them into providing an alternative health service. So we're talking about, you know, chiropractors and massage therapists. We're also talking about astrologers, people who are doing, you know, energy healing and other modalities like that.
And so, and that's a very specific market that a lot of people don't pay attention to in terms of coaching. What is it that you bring to those companies other than your knowledge about the bigger world of business?
Yeah, so as you know, and not many people know, but most people who work with me one-on-one know, is that I come from engineering, and of course, that's a very different world. I've also run my own small businesses and had my own consulting companies, and what I realized about holistic business is that a lot of the people who are going into these small businesses are not necessarily filled with business acumen. So they tend to go into the world and go, oh, I have this service, I have this part of my healing journey that I want to help others with, but in the background they really don't want to run a business or they don't know how to. So that to me gives them a little instability in their business because, you know, they're just really wanting to do what they're passionate about. So what I bring to the table is the understanding and the desire and the love I have for business with also my own experience of building a holistic business in a field that, like you stated earlier, isn't necessarily a target market for a lot of best business practices like the lean startup.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, honestly, Lori, why would a holistic practitioner want to read The Lean Startup? You know, why would they want to read The E-Myth Revisited? You know, a lot of these books, this particular type of genre is built around the experiences of the IT or technology-based companies. And, you know, it's been interesting to me because I started on the holistic business path in 2010, and from then until now, we still don't have, and when I say we, holistic business, we still don't have a lot of small business books that are really geared towards this particular market, and that still surprises me.
Sounds like you've got another niche coming up. When you say lean startup, you know, I know you've come from an engineering background, and that would take us a whole nother show just to talk about your transition from holistic business, from engineer to holistic business owner. what is a lean startup?
Yeah. So, you know, typically lean startups come from an idea, an innovation in the market, and they're usually spearheaded by entrepreneurs. And so why a startup needs to have its eye on the way that it's running is, well, guess what? The entrepreneur is the one that's taking on most of the financial risk, if not all of it. And these startups only have a certain amount of runway, if you will, to make things happen. So if, even if they have financial backing, they're still expected to have a profit within a certain amount of time. So it's really important for people to, in the holistic business field, because I've met so many of them that don't understand that they have to have a specific mindset in order to, and, well, it's not just mindset, it's actually measures. They have to have measures to know if they're on target, especially if in the tech world, if you're borrowing money from either an investor or a larger company, you know, they're going to expect you to have some profit within, what, 3 to 5 years, if not sooner. Mm-hmm. So holistic business really needs to also adopt these measures because they're, you don't know how many times I talk to practitioners who are just barely making ends meet, and that's not really the best way to run a business.
Well, and that's not why they went into business.
No,
it is not.
They went
into business to help people and support their families at the same time.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you? I've been reading the E-Myth lately, and it talks about technicians mm-hmm. versus entrepreneurs. And technicians are the people who really are very, very good at what they do and think, you know what, I'm just going to work for myself. Versus mm-hmm. the managers, which is the next step after technician, where you learn that you're running a business. I was talking with a friend yesterday who was interviewing with several chiropractic offices, and it seems like particularly in that area, there's two ways of thinking. And when I'm done, I want you to tell me how Lean Startup might be able to help even after the startup mm-hmm. phase with both of these. One is mm-hmm. a gentleman who's a chiropractor. His wife works in the office. It's a very family-oriented practice. And everyone acts like a family. I mean, yeah, there's going to be disagreements, but it's very open and very caring and very, mm-hmm. It's a comfortable place to be, which to me is what you want your chiropractor's office to be like.
Right.
On the other hand, you've got the guys that go into chiropractic who are big macho guys, and they're looking at it as the bottom line. I'm going to make a mm-hmm. bazillion bucks doing this, and and I don't care about the patient satisfaction, because I know I'll have enough people coming through that it won't matter if they're return traffic. I just want to have mm-hmm. bodies, as they say in theater, butts in seats.
Right.
What would Lean Startup bring to both of those, if anything?
Yeah, what I like about the Lean Startup methodology is that, and I call them, they're actually more of best practices or principles. And what I love about them is they actually translate into personal life as well. So some of the key pieces that I teach holistic practitioners are flexibility, measures, and experiments. And the reason why I think these pieces of Lean Startup are so important for these particular businesses and the two types of chiropractors that you mentioned is that not only can the person adjust once they learn about flexibility, they can adjust to the market, they can run experiments where they get feedback to let them know that they're on target. So, for example, for the one that really wants to serve a lot of people, they may be more of a what person. So they're going to run their measures and their experiments differently. However, we may need them to have some flexibility to pop over and look at how they're doing things as well. And I think that Lean Startup, if you really go through it in a way that you can adopt it as a mindset, will allow you to have more flexibility. And for the other chiropractor that you mentioned, well, they may be wondering about the how a lot of the times, And so their experiments and measures are going to be different. But we want them to also have the flexibility to look at the what. So in either of those cases, I believe that Lean Startup merges what the person started with, the vision, if you will, with the day-to-day. And so running these experiments, having specific measures to look at, will allow them to kind of have that management strategist, that strategist piece, and allow them to see if they're on target in the environment for what they said they wanted to do initially.
Do you find that Lean Startup takes a lot of the guesswork out of running a business?
I really do. And you know what? It does something even more than that, especially for these practitioners. And I found this for myself, although I'm kind of a natural experimenter. But the big piece is that it keeps what I call the practitioner's neurology in check, meaning that if you're empowered to run experiments, to look at things through measures, whether they're environmental or intuitive, it takes all the personal stuff out of it. And, you know, for holistic practitioners, because their work is such an extension of their passion and their own journey, it can be hard not to have that personal piece. You know, it can be hard not to ask the question of what am I doing wrong, or maybe even go so far as saying, well, maybe I don't have the capability. So I really like Lean Startup in that way, because it seems to me it gives us a good template to get a different perspective on our business while keeping our personal selves kind of out of it.
Yeah, keeping personal separate from the business.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about flexibility, what would an example be of a company being flexible?
Yeah, so, you know, I loved that you mentioned earlier the EMIS, and I have the EMIS revisited, and one of the things that I think that is important for people to know is how they are comfortable in a specific position in their business. So like you mentioned, some people are natural entrepreneurs, visionaries, and other people just want to get the work done. So in learning how to run experiments, the practitioners learn where they would naturally fall in monitoring the experiment. And then what I like to do is give them insight into maybe pieces that they might miss, because they're not the manager type. You know, they just want to do the work, and they may have the tendency not to even look up. They're just doing the work, but they forgot what they were going to measure. So giving them the bridge between what a technician would see and what a manager would see, and educate them on that piece, will give them that flexibility. And vice versa, if they're a visionary, they may not be looking to the day-to-day, the consistent actions that will take them to their vision, to what they say they want in the world. And so also educating them on how to get those perspectives will help them with that flexibility.
Looking at a company from a lean startup basis, do you find often that you have to recommend that a business owner who is a technician step back from being the owner of the business and maybe joint venture with someone who is a visionary or a manager?
Yes, I definitely have seen that. In fact, my first gig, if you will, how I bridged from going in from engineering into holistic business was I served as the management piece for a small business who had two visionaries running it, one of whom was really good at daily consistent action, the other who was good at, you know, creating goals and moving the company towards those goals. But as many small businesses, they didn't have the management piece. So that's actually one of the first times that I could see how, you know, these small businesses, when they miss that piece, can, you know, have some issues, not only with financial growth, but for them, it was also employee communication. And, you know, in a small business, you don't have a lot of room for a lot of employee miscommunication or employees who are not happy. because they will impact mm-hmm. your bottom line in, you know, just exponentially. So, yeah, so I do find that some people need to either learn to take that step back or hire a coach or someone who can go in and look at it from that management perspective.
And look at the processes, see what's working, what's not, and how to correct those.
Yes, very much so. And as you can imagine, and you know this in your specialty, that most small businesses overlook the importance of having processes, especially processes that allow measures to be captured so that they know how their employees are performing or how their service or product is performing in the world.
And a lot of times, too, they forget that not only do those processes have to work within their business, but they also have to be scalable.
They do, yes. And that's the other portion of Lean Startup is that, you know, it's really about helping these businesses scale. And that's one of the hardest things that holistic business owners face. And, you know, let's face it, some of them don't even want to scale. They just want to see clients and that's it. So that's fine. Let's just find the right comfort level for that. Let's find a way for them to still run lean so that even though they're not maybe scaling the business to be sold or to take on another practitioner, that they still are able to see through time, some retirement, some time off, you know, some other goal that they would like to realize. Yeah.
Well, and that's part of having good processes in place as well, because then what you're doing is taking the amount of time it takes to run a business and at the very least having it, you know, cutting it in half, because then you're not playing with the things that are manual processes. Don't you find that when people go into business, they tend to manage their business the way they manage their home? So if they have no budget and they never balance their bank account and they don't know what's in the pantry, chances are for their business, they're doing their invoicing not QuickBooks. They're using like a spreadsheet and then sending out invoices through Word. And, you know, so each thing is a separate program instead of everything being a process that can be automated.
Right. I agree with that. And then on the other end, Lori, what I've seen are holistic businesses expand and get very fancy tools in that maybe take up too much time and energy for them to learn or to manage. And so now they're taking time away from, you know, building relationships with their clients. So there's this balance between having the right tools and also not trying to have the right tools too fast. You know, sometimes it's okay to schedule your clients via text for a while, which a lot of holistic practitioners do. But at the same time, though, you also get to a point in growth where you can't do that anymore. So it's like find a system that'll meet you where you are. And now maybe you want to add the feature of collecting testimonials because now your market is taking a hold. And so, yeah, you want that too. But don't try to, via email, get all the testimonials from your clients. You don't have time for that. So, yeah, so I totally get your point. And I also have seen people expand too fast. So now they're spending too much money, and that just, in lean startup terms, that just creates problems with their runway. They don't have enough money now maybe to have that three-month padding or a one-month padding, or, hey, even 2 weeks padding would be good when you're starting out. You know, ideally it would be better to have more, but, you know, just that you have the mindset of, yeah, I'm going to run out of money in X amount of time. What am I going to do today that will extend that for me?
How does the lean startup model, because we're talking startup, it's in the name. How does that help an existing business? Are there ways that you can go into an existing holistic business and teach them lean startup practices that will help their business that's maybe 5 or 6 years old?
Yes, I believe so. In fact, you know, I didn't even know that I was doing this for the first holistic business that I was on-site coaching. You know, I think as an engineer, I have a natural tendency, you know, we have a natural tendency to experiment, to correct quickly if we've, you know, if we have to tighten up specs or maybe we guessed wrong with something. So I think it was a natural way of being that I brought into that. And so what I liked about having someone come in, and I do have some students who have existing practices and they're doing this SoulBiz startup training. And what I love about it is it gives them a fresh perspective on their business. And for a lot of them, especially for holistic business practitioners who have been in their practice for a while, a lot of them get ready to rebrand anyway. You know, their skill set has changed. Their work has matured. And so they're naturally at a point anyway where they want to do something different. So where the SoulBiz startup, the lean startup stuff comes in is it helps them leverage their existing business to fund the next project. Because I don't know how many times people do this in holistic business, they decide, oh, well, okay, that was a good run. I'm going to go over here and do this. But they completely want to get rid of that existing client base or that business that's doing pretty well. It's like, no, let's be an entrepreneur and let's leverage what you have and start feeding that money to a new project. You know, that's what entrepreneurs do. And so when they get that, they're like, oh, right. You mean I don't have to start over again? I'm like, yeah, you don't have to start over again.
In talking about holistic businesses, and particularly translating the entrepreneur mindset to holistic business, let's set chiropractors aside because there's less controversy about chiropractors than there used to be. Do you find that the other types of holistic business are more reluctant to bring in a business coach? And why do you think that
is? I definitely do. There are several reasons. Some resistance I've come up against is back to kind of what we were talking about. You know, the business is very personal to them. So if a business coach comes in and starts looking through the processes or starts, you know, asking them about how they collect testimonials, how they're doing this, looking at their time, how they spend their time. You know, that just it's just too much for them. It's a very vulnerable place for them to be. So I think that some of them already feel that they're not doing what they need to or should, in air quotes, because I don't believe in shoulds, but they just it's a vulnerable place to have someone come in and look at your business. You know, they don't want to be wronged. They don't want to be wrong. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't mean to do this. And it's like, no, it's okay. It's a business. You know, that's why I'm here. So I think that lack of separation between personal and business can, you know, maybe keep some doors closed. And then, you know, sometimes it's just I think that people think that they have a lot of beliefs around business and making money. So if they feel that a business coach is only going to focus on the money piece, well, maybe money doesn't drive them completely. Maybe they don't want to be greedy. You know, there's a lot of different beliefs that people have. And those, you know, those still come up. You know, as I'm teaching people about the lean startup stuff, there's a lot of limiting beliefs around money that still come up that still surprise me. So I think those are a couple of the things that I've seen.
Yeah, that money is bad, and that if you've got money, you're greedy. And yet, how else are you going to pay your bills and put food on the table?
Right, yeah. So there's this balance between...
Do you think, too, that some of these holistic practitioners are concerned about being judged by the coach that comes in, if it's not someone like you who works specifically with holistic businesses?
Yeah, I would definitely say that, especially people who come in from different backgrounds. You know, I know that for me, one of the most healing experiences for me and how I think I can help holistic businesses way better than I could back in 2010 is that I've lived their life. And I know what it's like. I know what it's like to wrestle at different levels of beliefs and identity, shedding an old identity, especially for those who come in from corporate into holistic business. So I think that you're right on with that. I think that the feeling of being judged is something hard to swallow. They really want to be understood about why they've been running the business the way they have, because, you know, and oftentimes they have done everything. They're so creative. They have done everything to keep their business afloat.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, because you don't often think about, people will look at a business from the outside and think, well, that's, you know, they obviously are doing really well and they know what they're doing. But every entrepreneur that I've ever spoken with, myself included, we all have this little, mm-hmm. Sean Kokoska calls it the drunk monkey. We've got this little drunk
yes.
monkey sitting on our shoulders saying, you really aren't as good as you think you are.
Yes, that's very true.
And so we really have to put that to rest, because we're in mm-hmm. business because we are good at what we do. And
yes.
so one of the we're getting close to quitting time. What is
yes.
next on your schedule? What have you got coming up?
What do I have coming up on my schedule? Well, we just started our second program. It's 3 workshops that I do over the course of about 6 weeks or so. So that one started last weekend. But we're also putting together in our community, in the Soul Biz Startup community, we're putting together some workshops from entrepreneurs that who will come in and talk to us about business marketing. And also I have just finished recording the Soul Biz News podcast, and that's going to be launching here in a couple weeks. And that's where I'm bringing together entrepreneurs to our, you know, community of holistic business owners, students, and entrepreneurs, so that they can share their insights with us. You know, my job really is to bridge that knowledge gap that I think has been missing for quite a while in holistic business.
If somebody wants to read more about what you do and maybe find you, what's your website address?
Yeah, so the website is soulbizstartup.com.
It's S-O-U-L?
Uh-huh. And B-I-Z
okay.
startup.com. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And are you on social media?
Let's see. Right now I am on Twitter. So I believe we have Soul Biz News on Twitter as well.
Okay, perfect. Any last words?
Oh, I just want to tell people, just go for it. We can do this thing. We got some really great resources like EMIS, Lean Startup, awesome business coaches like Lori, and so many others in your community. I know that you have. So come on, you know, let's get some business coaching and let's thrive in what we want to do.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, Janice.
Thank you, Lori.
And join us next week as we talk to another business coach. This time we're going to be talking with Myrna King. She is from A Life Aligned. And one of the things that she does is help businesses go through transitions. So businesses are growing, businesses are reducing staff, they're downsizing. She helps with those, not just with the business owners or managers themselves, but also with the employees that are affected. And so Myrna King next week at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. In the meantime, I'm Lori Liker from Small Biz Coaching. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can find my website at smallbizcoaching.net or on Twitter at smallbizcoachtx, and the same thing on Facebook. So thank you very much for joining us this week, and please let me know your comments and feedback. Thank you very much.